Graydon House and Harper Audio present Beyond Summerland by Jenny Lacote, performed by Hannah Curtis. For Val Lacote, 1937 to 2014, whose childhood was taken by occupation, for all that she's missed. Before. It was the vibration, not the sound, that woke her. The violent shuddering of the front door rattling in its frame as it was hit repeatedly with powerful, angry fists. The reverberation pulsing up through the brickwork, across the joists of the house, and into the legs of her bed frame. Then she heard the voices shouting outside.
Off the déserteur! Savoir!
Barely awake, for a second she thought it was a dream. Then she heard her mother's frantic footsteps on the staircase, half running, half falling in her urgency, followed by the uneven clanking of the metal bolt as desperate fingers struggled to pull it back. Alone in her room, she sat upright in her bed, her heart pumping, fit to shatter. Horror-struck, to find herself so vulnerable. Terrified, to leave the idiotic safety of her blankets. As the front door smacked open, the sound exploded. The shouts of soldiers clattering into the hallway, their boots banging on the wooden floor that had been so lovingly mopped just the day before. Her mother's anguished cry as she was pushed aside. Then, they were tumbling up the stairs, one after the other. A chaotic production line of orders on the move, hunting down their prey, focused only on their target. By the time she found the courage and strength to cross the room and open her bedroom door, they had him. His pajamas rumpled from the creases of sleep, his chin and chops sprouting their morning whiskers. It was only his slight stumble along the landing that alerted her to the cuffs behind his back. She heard her own voice, high and piercing above the others. Dad! Dad! He offered no resistance as they shoved him down the stairs and asked only once why he was being arrested, while all the time her mother's low animal wail echoed through the rooms. Bass hum in a soprano choir. Frozen, she watched through the banisters as they uncuffed him just long enough to pull on his shoes and coat, before bundling him out of the house and into the Black Maria. She saw her mother sink down onto her haunches, her nightdress hauled awkwardly around her thighs, and scream into her hands. And then there was another voice, another set of howls and wails, and she realized they were coming from deep inside her, merging with her mother's cries, and that she might never be able to stop.
One. Jersey, Channel Islands, June 1945. Excitement billowed down the street. It poured out of every doorway and crackled in the air, tickling the back of people's necks, beckoning everyone into this thrilling, historic morning. And what a morning! Yesterday's storm had vanished north over the English Channel, leaving bright sunshine and a powder blue sky. Now the whole of St. Helier was waiting, rinsed and gleaming, impatient with anticipation. A stiff southwesterly gusted through the streets of the town, carrying the faint murmur of a distant chattering crowd. And as she stood on her front path to breathe it all in, Jean felt a surge of genuine optimism. She ran her fingers through her mousy hair to revive its sagging shape, tugged at her jacket to make sure that the moth hole in her blouse was hidden, then called back into the house.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?